This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. New details on that Delta flight from MSP to Toronto that crash-landed last month. The bird flu is making an impact on local wildlife. And St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter is weighing in on that massive $769 million update to the XL Energy Center complex. But first, embattled Republican State Senator Justin Eichhorn appearing in federal court in Minneapolis Thursday after being arrested on charges of coercion and enticement of a minor this week. He's been ordered to remain in custody until a bed opens up at a halfway house and is not allowed any unsupervised contact with minors, including his own children. Eichhorn has also resigned his Senate seat. Minnesota Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says it was the right thing for Eichhorn to do rather than force an expulsion.
This would have been a cloud hanging over the Senate. We don't need another one of those. So now we're able to get back to work.
Eichhorn was also charged with prostitution in Hennepin County, but that case was dismissed because of the federal charges that take precedence. A preliminary report released today by the Transportation Safety Board of Canada finds that the right main landing gear collapsed and caused the Delta flight from MSP to Toronto to crash land last month. All 80 people on board survived, while 21 passengers were injured in the crash, which caused the plane to flip and lose its wing. There was no final cause for the crash in today's report. Calls for President Trump to pardon former MPD officer Derek Chauvin are so far falling on deaf ears.
His spokesperson yesterday responding to calls from some right-wing pundits who want Trump to issue the pardon in connection to his killing of George Floyd almost 5 years ago. When asked about it yesterday, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt essentially said it's not something Trump is considering at this time. Of course, a pardon would only cover Chauvin's federal conviction and not his state conviction, which carries his longest sentencing.
That's WCCO's Mark Fry reporting. A 36-year-old Coon Rapids woman is now charged following a weekend crash that left seven people injured.
The crash happened last Friday night on Rush Lake Trail in Chisago County. Prosecutors allege Ashley Claprick was high on meth when she caused a head-on collision, injuring five children under 10 years old. One of the children in Claprick's vehicle, a four-year-old, sustained a significant brain injury and was flown to Gillette Children's Hospital in St. Paul, where they were put on life support. Claprick remains in custody with a court appearance set for April 7th. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Trump administration's proposed $880 billion cuts to Medicaid could have long-lasting effects for many Minnesotans. Today, Congresswoman Kelly Morrison spoke at Hennepin County Medical Center, urging Republicans to vote against this program.
Over 1 million Minnesotans rely on Medicaid.
I had a congenital heart defect, and they were able to save my life.
Please support your congresspeople and let them know that we really need this. I've been a long-time patient here. I don't know what I would do without it.
Linda and Joel are just two examples, but the proposed cuts could put others like them in danger. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is urging her Republican colleagues to oppose the measure.
We only need three Republicans in Congress to stand up to President Trump and Elon Musk and say no to cuts to Medicaid.
In response, the DFL introduced legislation that would raise taxes on millionaires at the level necessary to offset any cuts to the program. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
As bird flu continues to wreak havoc on dairy farms and poultry facilities, it's now begun to target Minnesota's local wildlife. A rising number of great horned owls, bald eagles, and red-tailed hawks have been dying from the virus. Medical director for the Minnesota Raptor Center, Dana Franzen-Klein, says despite the rising cases, their research shows some birds are beginning to adapt.
And actually what we're seeing is that we are admitting birds into our hospital that do have antibodies to high-path avian flu, especially our bald eagles, meaning they were exposed to the virus and they survived exposure. So that is giving us really helpful information about how our wild raptors are adapting to this outbreak.
She says while she's hopeful about where things are headed, if infections in the wild don't slow down, Minnesota will continue to see a risk, particularly for commercial poultry farms. Lawmakers in the Minnesota House held a public hearing today on Governor Tim Walz's proposed fraud prevention package that looks to crack down on financial crimes that cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars. DFL Representative David Pinto spoke on the WCCO Radio Morning News with Vanita Sakar.
There's just a general interest, I think, across all legislators in saying, what can we do to make sure the public dollars are going to the people who actually need them the most? That's kind of a core Minnesota value. So I'm very hopeful that quite a lot of this will have broad support.
The bill looks to stop fraud before it happens while increasing criminal penalties. Back in January, Walz set up a new fraud investigations unit as a part of his fraud package. Finally, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter says he's optimistic when it comes to funding a massive $769 million update to the Xcel Energy Center complex. The state will be asked to fund half of the project, while Minnesota Wild owner Craig Leopold would foot 30% of the bill. Carter tells WCCO Radio's Jason DeRussia the city and county would provide cover for the remaining 20%.
I think our council members know, one, that they're funding a city-owned facility, city-owned infrastructure, and two, that this isn't just about somebody, you know, having a great time at a concert. This is about putting a real flag on the ground downtown and giving us a chance to kind of giving us something really big that we can rally our downtown around.
The X opened in 2000. The St. Paul River Center and Roy Wilkins Auditorium would also undergo updates. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.